Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, home of the listing dish. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griff and Lee.
And we're glad to be live again for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. We missed you on Tuesday, but we had a holiday, so that's that. This segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. If you're listening live, today is June 1st, 2017, and if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 461. So I have a proposition for you. Why don't you be our first caller this month at 888-RADIO-30? That's right, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, because June is busting out all over.
And don't you think that the first caller in June should get a present?
Well, okay, sure, why not?
Why not? $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies. First caller in June to call this radio show.
Okay.
Well, Griff, so June brings changes.
Well, yes, it does.
And it brings changes from the 2017 Spring and Seller Update. What are they? As of today.
So, yeah, there's the first one is the active content, such as Flash and JavaScript, will no longer be supported in your listing. So what that means is it won't be displayed. If it's still in your listings, you won't see it, or there'll be a little broken icon. On June 20th, that's one thing. And then on June 20th, the updated user agreement will go into effect. And it's all intended to make eBay a better place for sellers and buyers to do business with each other.
So, Griff, there's a lot of discussion going on right now about eBay removing old listings.
Yes, yes.
What's all this about? Give us your take. We want the Uncle Griff take on this.
So, really? You want my take?
We really want your take.
Oh, geez, thanks for putting me on the spot.
No problem.
So I think the purpose, of course, is to get rid of inventory that just is of no interest to anyone. So it's not really moving. There's no serious page views. And what I'm still unsure of, because I haven't seen all the details, is what exactly happens in a case like this. So I know that the cutoff date, they're looking at listings that have been up for a year or more with no activity. And my advice to sellers, because I really don't know if there is a what the logic gates for this. So, you know, which categories, which items. If you've got items that are in inventory that are older than 1 year, I think it was. Sorry, not 100 days. I have 100 days on the mind. If it's older than 1 year, then you may want to go into your active listings, sort them by the column that's date and time listed. That way you can see the ones that are the oldest, and then batch edit them by I would end them, or I would go through batch edit them and maybe change the price, maybe change something in the listing itself. But you can also, if there's really no need for any change, you can end them all and then relist them using the bulk edit and relist, and I mean bulk listing tool, so that you can do 500 of them at a time. That's if you want to keep those listings available. So I'm of two minds of it. There are some types of inventory which, yeah, I mean, if you're in apparel, for example, having something sit on the shelf for a year, that's really unproductive inventory. And we assume that if you're selling apparel, you're looking for velocity of sales. You're not looking for long tail inventory that's just going to sit up there. And I can tell you from personal experience what happens. You know, trends in clothing change very quickly. The trends for things like Hawaiian shirts, those change as well. And if you've got old inventory, for example, maybe a type of shirt that just isn't popular this year, then it's going to sit there and be non-productive inventory. It's not generating anything towards your bottom line. But then there are other categories like electronic parts, books for the most part, maybe all media. where the seller's purpose is not necessarily to have everything sell all at once, but as an industry, it's understood that this by nature, but selling a bookstore by nature is more long tail than apparel. So I'm not sure that the one size fits all algorithm policy is going to work for every category, but I think it's a work in progress. I'm not the only one who feels this way, so we'll see what happens.
What's the 18-month thing?
18 months. Sorry. Is that what it is, 18 months?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Wait.
Yeah, see, I'm not.
I'm reading this on our chat board. Hi, right. Joe. I'm doing that also, relisting old items, but only for things that I get warnings for that are over 18 months old, creating similar.
Oh, so is it 18? I thought it was a year.
Well, this person is saying that they get warnings of things that are over 18 months old. So I don't know. That was Ed's E-Threads saying that, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know? Well, guess who wants that $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies?
Well, I don't know.
Ron, Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21. Hey, Ron, welcome to June. What's your question or comment?
Good morning, Lee and Griff. I'm glad to see you back. I hope you had a nice vacation. All right, what I'm calling about is the very topic you've been discussing regarding listings and updating old listings.
Yes.
Now that eBay is enforcing that and being a little more strict on us, which is right, to update or do something with these stale listings that sit out there.
Yeah.
Well, I've come up with something that works for me. Now, I updated over a month or two 100 listings, 100 old listings, 100 plus old listings. But it caused me to get behind in my regular eBay work and eBay listing. So I've got a new procedure that I started this weekend that's working for me.
Okay.
Every time I list a new item, after I list that item, I immediately go and update an old listing. And we're a two-person shop, so what works for us may not work for others. But this helps me keep ahead of the curve on this issue. And I update these listings completely. I don't just change a little thing here or a little thing there.
What do you do?
I do the title. I do the pictures. I either move them around, change them, or take new pictures. I check the item specifics. There may be new item specifics that we didn't use a year ago. And the item specifics back then may not be correct. And the description, you guys have completely converted me from writing those short stories in my descriptions to a pattern I use now is three lines of information, three or four bullet items, and then, hey, call me if you need help or information, bye, and that's it. And then I check shipping. I recheck shipping. I change a lot of my listings at that time that were not free shipping to free shipping. Now, that means I've got to up my cost, my sell price a little to cover part of or all of that free shipping. But I do the whole listing just like it was brand new.
So what about the pictures?
Oh, the pictures, I'll either move them around, change them, maybe edit them a little bit, or delete them all and take whole new ones and put new ones in there.
Since you're fairly new at selling on eBay, even though you know more than many of us at this point because you've done so well, do you look back at your old ones now and say, ooh, what was I thinking?
Absolutely. God, do you remember those old, that Barbie doll, that Bob Mackie Barbie doll in gold?
I'll never forget it.
Oh, yes.
That was three pages of a story in the description.
I remember it.
That was horrible. And yet at the time, I thought it was so great. And now I'm looking to do the description as short and as informative as possible. And I'm gradually getting better and better at it.
You definitely are. That's yes. fantastic. Well, thank you, Ron. Well, don't go yet, Ron. Wait a minute. So, Griff,
okay.
So
yes.
is that what he said? He's pretty much changed a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes not the pictures, but change them around at least. Put a new main picture, right?
Right.
You think that's enough?
I think that helps.
Okay. Yes. Ron, you're just doing phenomenally, and you're the first caller in June. You get that $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies. Would you send me email, please, to contest@voicemarketing.com?
We will.
All right. And two words to say to you as we leave. What do you think those two words are?
Vegas, baby!
You got it. Thank you so much, Ron. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we know how that phrase gets under somewhat people's.
Oh, it
yeah,
definitely.
I saw that.
It
yeah.
definitely does, but we're going to continue it. And that was a new guy. It was just because it was a new guy and he didn't get it.
Yeah.
He said, why does everybody say Vegas, baby? Well, we explained it to him and now he's saying it himself. What can I tell you?
Well, a lot of people go to Vegas and 9 months later.
There they are.
What do you call them? Oh, that's a Vegas baby.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe I said that. Really, I ought to be slapped. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase
How
your
was
online
it?
Sales. Pretty good. Give me another one. Give us a buzz. Ow. 888-723-4630. We continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Managing your online business can be complicated, but shipping doesn't have to be. Stamps.com makes shipping super simple. Whether you ship one item a week or lots of packages every day, Stamps.com's simple interface lets you print multiple shipping labels in seconds, so you can spend less time shipping and more time selling. And if you have multiple eBay accounts, you can import orders from each store into one interface. It makes shipping your orders from all stores really easy. Stamps.com gives you access to all USPS mail classes, along with the lowest available USPS rates. So for shipping, the choice is simple. Stamps.com. And here's a little bonus. Sign up and get a free 5-pound shipping scale. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. For the cost of postage and handling at stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. Terapeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. Terapeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. Terapeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and Terapeak together free for 7 days on Terapeak.com.
The story of eBay seller Mark and his journey to 6-bit software is a classic.
I've been selling on eBay for close to 15 years. The position I'm currently in at work, I've been here 3 years, and I took over our eBay store.
And then Mark needed to up his eBay listing game.
Yeah, we managed well over 1,000 listings. I was looking for something that was more robust and would give me the ability to do that in a large quantity and much quicker.
The road to 6-bit was paved with wonderfulness.
Using 6-bit has really changed how we do eBay. We were able to increase our listings and modify them with ease.
He likes the time-saving features 6-bit provides.
I want to say everything that we're selling in this store category, apply these payment settings or apply these shipping settings. It happens within seconds.
His advice to other eBay sellers?
I really make 6-bit the only choice for any type of eBay sales or editing of your product.
6-bit software, a game-changing listing tool for Mark and for you. Take the journey to your next listing level at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose item specifics are always filled in. Now, we're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Our hot summer hotline, was it that time of year already, is open for your calls at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Oh, guess what?
What?
Uh-oh. eBay Radio poppin'.
Oh,
thank you, Chorus.
Who's there?
Well, have a seat and we'll find out.
Okay.
Please state your name.
Hi, my name is Alan. Alan Aisbit.
It's our community manager.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Well, thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me, Alan?
You redesigned Community back in March. How's it going?
Good question. It's going great, and I know I dropped in around that time and talked a bit about it. I thought I'd drop by again just to give you an update. So it's going really well. We're seeing really positive signs of growth in the community. We're seeing lots of new members come and join and participate in conversations. So it's going well. Very little issues. We've resolved all of the bugs with the community. So we've got a lot of happy campers on our discussion boards at the moment. So all going well.
Oh, that's good. So tell us why eBayers should consider using our eBay community platform. What's in it for them?
Well, the people I speak to every day on the boards, that, you know, they love sharing and connecting with one another, and they get great help speaking to other peers. I mean, sometimes sellers may need to contact eBay customer support for issues or account help, but a lot of the times they might want to talk to sellers and, you know, maybe I'm having this tricky sale that I need advice on, or, you know, how have you dealt with issues like this in the past, or I'm looking to grow my business. Any tips you can give me to grow my business? And the great thing about our community is that they love to help one another. They put up videos, they, you know, share tips and tricks to help people grow their business and become a better seller on eBay. And it's, you know, I'm surprised every single day when I look at it, that the amount of information that is shared, people are very open. And I know from speaking to sellers, they've managed to grow their business in the community. So that's why I think it's a great place for sellers to hang out, spend a couple of, you know, minutes or a couple of hours of your day if you have the spare time, and learn from one another. But I highly recommend it if people haven't checked it out recently.
And please know that if you're listening to eBay Radio right now, you are on the community platform on eBay.
Yes, you are.
We are part of it.
We are.
We most definitely. Is there anything new coming?
I know it's hard to believe.
I know, but we are.
You wouldn't immediately think that.
No, you
true.
Wouldn't.
Right.
Is there anything new coming up for community members to look forward to?
Yeah, there is actually. So we're always looking at, you know, how we can improve the community and what new features and interesting, fun things that we can bring out that will make it, you know, continue to modernize the community. So one thing, we haven't shared this publicly, so this is an eBay Radio exclusive. One thing we have been doing over the last couple of weeks is filming videos. So our team, the community team, there is four or five of us, have been filming how-to videos. So, you know, if you're a new user and you reach the community, maybe you don't know how to start a topic, or maybe you don't know how to read a blog or join a group. So we've actually filmed some videos with real people, with our team. You'll see our faces, and they'll be going up on the community very soon. We hope to have those up in the next 2 weeks or so. We're also planning on rolling out an idea exchange. Again, we haven't mentioned this. This is another exclusive. So one of the great things about our community is that they share lots of ideas, and they want to help us grow the community and have new features. So one thing that we're planning on rolling out soon is an idea exchange where members share their ideas and then kind of crowdsource efforts so other members of the community can vote on ideas. So we will make a commitment to the community every month or so. We will take whatever we decide on. If it's three, if it's five, if it's 10, we'll take the top ideas and we'll go and we will put them to management or put them to eBay leaders. And we'll come back with feedback as to whether the top voted ideas are actionable or if it's something maybe that will have to be done at a later time. But we're excited because we get so many suggestions every day. This will be a great way of seeing what is most important to our community members.
That's very cool.
Mm. Exciting.
So, is there anything new coming up?
Those things.
Where should eBay? Well, I thought maybe there was more than that because I already know about those.
Yes.
Where should eBay?
Oh, there's more that he's not telling us.
That's well, all.
No, that's not true.
Now. That's enough for now. Yeah, we don't want to roll out too many things at one time. That's,
I mean, I know of some things, but they're not. Yeah. Where should eBayers go to participate in community discussions and groups?
Sure. So the community address is community.ebay.com. Or if you're anywhere on the eBay site itself, if you scroll down to the end of the page, you'll see a link in the footer for community. If you're on our help pages or in our seller center, you'll also see community links. So go to community.ebay.com and you'll see a list of, you'll see our navigation across the top of the page. And you can jump into seller news, which contains all our important announcements that affect sellers. eBay for Business blog, which Audrey Tracy runs and puts up, you know, super interesting articles, multiple articles every week. And then we've got discussion boards, groups, Q&A boards. And people can start their own topics or join in on existing conversations.
Even if you put ebay.com/community, you get there.
Of course.
It's that easy.
Nice. Well, I should hope so.
For a change.
Yeah, right.
It's easy to get there.
Thank you.
So will community have a presence at Ta-ta! eBay Open this year?
Yes, and we're really excited to be at eBay Open. I know a lot of our members on our discussion boards are going to be at eBay Open. A lot of members from our seller meetups that happen around the country are going to be at eBay Open. So we're really excited to have a presence there. So our team that are active on the boards every day will be at eBay Open, and we will be doing lots of fun stuff. So we're going to have screens where people can log in and post and join in the activity. We'll also have gifts, so maybe some eBay swag if you go and post in the community and share how much fun you're having at eBay Open. We'll be there for a couple of days, and we hope to see all of the community members and eBay Radio fans. I know I got to meet a couple last year, which was great. So hoping this year is going to be even bigger and better.
That's fantastic. We're almost out of time. Do you want to stay on for a while, or do you have busy things that you have to do?
I can say if there's any questions for sure.
Oh, okay. Maybe if you got a question about eBay community, or maybe you want to ask Alan a personal question, you can call 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
So, Alan, what's the meaning of life?
Well, that's personal.
Still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Daily struggle.
We all are.
One day at a time, right? You should ask me that question, because I have the answer.
Okay, Griff, what's the meaning of life?
The universe doesn't care about you. That's the meaning of life.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That was the one thing I thought I could depend on, right?
No, I talked to the universe, and I said, you know that Lee Mirabal? And the universe said, what? Lee Mirabal.
Who?
I don't care about her. Next question.
So, Alan, for new listeners listening in today, how long have you been at eBay?
I've been at eBay 7 years,
mm-hmm.
seven and a half years.
And what were you doing before you were named community manager?
So I was doing a similar role for eBay UK. I was community manager there for 3 years. And before that, I started in eBay customer service. So I started on our phones and moved around lots of different teams. I visited the UK many times and went to sellers' businesses and sat down with them and spent the day with them and helped them sell on eBay. So I've been blessed to have lots of interesting roles at eBay. And when the opportunity came to move over to headquarters, I jumped on the first plane.
Fantastic.
And you were happy about that? Are you married?
I am married, yes.
So you're what? Any children?
No children, just a pug, just a little dog.
A little dog and your wife. Was she excited?
Yeah. Who doesn't want to live in California?
That's true.
So yeah, we dropped everything and came over as soon as we could, and we couldn't be happier. We're having a great time.
Do you have any family here at all?
Yes, us.
Yeah, Griff, Uncle Griff.
Uncle Griff and Auntie Lee.
Yes.
I have a brother-in-law who lives in San Diego, so that's helpful. We've got somebody from home over here, but for the most part, no, it's just myself, my wife.
So when you are doing new things for community, like there are some things you can't tell us. Okay, I get that. Okay.
Okay.
Why do I feel like we're in a congressional hearing right now?
But I kind of are.
I understand there are things you can't tell us. Honestly, I do. I'm a business owner, and I do get it. But when you do, does somebody come up with an idea and then you guys just go implement it, or is it that fast? What happens?
No, it's not. It's not fast. like we're very keen to grow the community and like we're focused on developing it to make sure it's like one of the best communities out there in terms of it's fun, engaging, it's a safe environment, but we're sensitive. We have a lot of great ideas and luckily we have a really engaged team. So we bounce ideas off each other. We figure out if it's the right thing to do. And then with the updates that we made back in March, we actually reached out to a lot of our active users. We contacted probably around 200 of our most active users and we got their feedback before we made changes and we listened to any concerns that they had. So we gave them, you know, we brought them in before the updates went live. So we were always sensitive to, you know, not rolling out updates all the time or new features. We want to make sure that it's the right thing to do.
When did the like crowdsourcing idea thing, when does that start?
We're building it at the moment, so I can't give a definite ETA, but really soon. We're so excited to do it, and we think it's going to be a big plus for the community because, as I said, they've got so many great ideas. So we want to get it up in the next couple of weeks, you know, or ASAP really is how I feel about it.
So are people going to vote on it?
But they will vote when it goes live. For sure.
Okay.
But not in advance.
No, I mean, somebody will come up with an idea.
Exactly. So you'll say, hey, eBay, I mean, we'll have different ones. We'll have one that's specifically about community and new features, or we'll have one about eBay and the marketplace in general. So, you know, maybe it's, I want to see different eBay shipping supplies in these sizes, and another seller has a different idea. And then people will just vote. So whatever floats to the top, we will take back.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Alan's going to stay with us over the break. So if you have any questions, you can call us at 888-723-4630. And we'll take those calls when we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.